All right, a lot of people are going to be taking the opportunity over the next, I don't know, few weeks to go on vacation, maybe ski vacations or a theme park. Now the question, Roy O'Neill is joining us right now, is whether people can actually go on spring break or they're going to go broke. They're going to go broke going to these places, Roy.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing that we're seeing these high prices, but really, Dan, it's not stopping the crowd. That's the amazing thing. You know, if you're going to go to Walt Disney World, for instance, and you walk up to buy a ticket today to the Magic Kingdom, if you just go to that one theme park, it's $174 for admission for the day.
Wow, that is amazing.
But then if you want to park hop, as they call it, go from, you know, Magic Kingdom to Epcot, then that ticket is $239 each. Then a family of four, that's $1,000 for the day, just for the tickets. And that's before you've had a bottle of water or bought a pair of Mickey ears. But, you know, yesterday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon at those Orlando theme parks at Walt Disney World, 13 different rides had wait times over 100 minutes.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Now, I know some people get those fast passes. Does that help at all?
Well, it can help, but you've got to pay for that. So those Genie Plus, they call it now, is some of them. But that's an add-on, and then it's complicated, and you need your phone out all day. If you go to Universal Studios, they actually have an express pass that lets you go to the front of the line at every ride all day long. But that's expensive as well. That one-day ticket. So if you go to Universal, you buy one ticket, both parks, and you cut the line on all the rides. One ticket is $547.40.
Now, the question is, you did all the research for the story. How long did it take you to get on the rides?
Oh, I know people. No, but I know not to go this week. That's really, that's the smart thing. I know we have to go when the kids are out of school. That's the deal. But if you can go when they're not, that's when you really get to take advantage of some of the shorter lines. Even the lower prices, they price the theme parks now and ski resorts as if they are hotels, where the price of each day fluctuates or varies depending on demand.
No doubt about it. Now, I don't know if you knew this or not, but I have type 2 diabetes. And, you know, 3 years ago, I weighed like almost 290, and now I'm down to 179. But there is a new study out on which American cities have the most obese people. What did you find out in this study?
Yeah, this is a Wallet Hub survey that's out. It's their annual study of the most overweight and obese cities in America. They rank the top 100, and topping the list is McAllen, Texas. Also up there are Jackson, Mississippi, Shreveport, Louisiana, Mobile, Alabama, and Little Rock, Arkansas are in the top five. This study looked at obesity rates, but also the percentage of physically inactive adults. The percentage of adults with high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, even the percentage of adults who don't eat enough fruit and vegetables every day to compile this list. The Colorado numbers, by the way, are pretty good. So remember, this is 1 out of 100, so you want a high number in this survey. It was Denver at 97 and Colorado Springs at 94.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense, because a lot of active things to do here in the city. A lot of people ask me, how did you do the weight loss? And, you know, I just tell them, I cut all the sugar out of my diet and just cut all my carbs. And those two things made a significant difference in my life. And it's just been a life-changing thing. But when you look at, you know, most Americans and the obese epidemic that's out there, I mean, there's so much to choose from now when it comes to food.
Well, right. And it's also, look, it's the higher stress lifestyle we're living, but at the same time, it's a more sedentary lifestyle, because many of us switch to jobs where we sit all day in front of a screen and then we go home and sit in front of a bigger screen.
that's true.
You know, we just don't move enough.
That's true. Rory, thanks for the time as always. Great information. We'll look forward to the next time.
Thanks. Talk to you soon.